I'm on a boat in the fjord just off the town of Ilulissat, which is a town on the western coast of Greenland opposite Canada, and it is one of the most exquisite places I've ever been. It's freezing cold, about minus 10 degrees, but the sky is beautifully blue, the sun is out, and it's glistening on these icebergs that are just towering above me. Some of them are 100 feet high, and these are the sorts of things that would have sunk Titanic.
Well, it's a sign of global warming that Greenland is melting rapidly, the ice sheet is melting rapidly, producing more icebergs.
Professor René Forsberg, a climate change expert in the bow of a trawler crashing into melting sea ice.
We know that it's warmer in Greenland now on average than it's been for many years. So this is what we see here, that the icebergs get more frequent, they get larger also to some degree.
Encircled by icebergs glinting like diamonds is a cluster of small fishing boats. Their hauls now include warm water fish, such as tuna. The transformation concerns halibut fisherman Johannes Mathiasen, although he's prospering from bigger catches.
I feel like the glacial's retreat is alarming. It's the water's temperature rising, which means that the glacial front is retracting, so they need to go further and further towards the glacier, or further inland, to catch large halibuts, 15, 20 kilos large. The sea ice doesn't cover the area anymore, so as a fisherman, it's actually quite good.
What alarms Greenlanders is that the ice is now so thin it's become perilous to take dog sleds out to hunt for seals that are a source of life itself. Kai Andersen is Greenland's deputy foreign minister.
Traditionally, they've lived off marine mammals only, and the only source of vitamin C for Greenlanders traditionally is marine mammals. If you live in a Greenlandic community, a typical Greenlandic community, you might not have shipment by boat for 4 months every year. And your only source of food, other than canned food, is what you catch and shoot yourself. This is a resource that we've used for thousands of years to export and live on and make our livelihood of, and we're not allowed to export it.
Standing in a small skiff amongst floating ice, two Inuits open fire with low-caliber hunting rifles. They hit a seal and haul the carcass on board. The EU bans the importation of commercially harvested seal products, although it has an exemption for traditionally hunted pelts that used to be a mainstay of the local economy.
For me, it is very hard to understand why it is so difficult to export fur from seal.
Denmark's Foreign Minister Martin Lidegaard, and that's the sound of a seal being skinned.
The seals up here, they have lived a very good life. They are hunted in a very sustainable way. The meat is eaten by the Greenlandic people and then the fur is sold. And that is so sustainable as it gets. The problem here is that if we don't get export to the EU up running again of seal fur, then there will be no business for the hunters in Greenland. And already now, it's a part of the economic crisis that we are not allowed to export the sustainable fur from seal. And I don't really get it, because I don't see any fur being more sustainable than exactly seal fur, if it's hunted in the right way, but that's how they do it in Greenland.
Dressed in sealskins, Inuits sing a traditional melody as they protest against the EU ban that has exacerbated Greenland's plight. The country is sitting on a potential fortune of minerals, including iron ore, uranium, and rare earths used in electronics. Climate change should make extraction and transportation easier. Deputy Foreign Minister Kai Andersen.
I would never despair about Greenland. I've never met a people anywhere as resilient as the Greenlanders. And I think that the challenges that Greenland faces demographically, economically, trade-wise, in terms of international negotiations on marine mammals, none of these challenges are insurmountable. I think that Greenland will surprise the world and will, I think Greenland will achieve its potential.